Yo, this is Aaron N, and this is the Cloud 9 podcast here with Conrad on May the 2nd. Wait, is it May the 2nd?
I think it's May 3rd.
May the 3rd on this beautiful Saturday morning here in Fort Simpson.
And I can't wait for May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. That's not, he doesn't have a lisp, everybody. That's the Star Wars day. But I find it so weird how they announced the Star Wars cast a couple of days ago, and they couldn't wait till May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, I found it pretty odd that they just found the cast. I'm pretty sure that JJ's still gonna be directing it. And I bet you when they turn on the lightsabers, it'll be lens flare all over.
Wait, J.J. Abrams, the director of Star Trek, the pretty good movie?
Yeah, but the only thing I was pretty didn't like about it is just one thing was lens flare.
There was too much lens flare in that movie. I felt like I had to wear sunglasses in the friggin' theater.
Mm-hmm. I felt like I had to wear, like, Ray-Bans, man. So, yeah.
R.I.P. Ray Charles, he's a great pianist.
Yeah. So we're gonna start this off with the announcement of some movies, so why don't you break it down, Aaron?
Yeah, basically we're just gonna do a riff. We're just gonna riff about movies right now. Just off-the-cuff talk about films, if you will. Movies or films, whatever you want to call it, but... Later in the show, we're going to be talking about the top 10 Xbox 360 games. It's not going to include, like, Sony PS3 titles, exclusives.
It's just going to be Microsoft. It's just going to be Microsoft and Xbox titles.
Yeah, what he said. And third-party and Microsoft exclusives. So, Uncharted, The Last of Us.
Uncharted, The Last of Us.
Beyond Two Souls,
Heavy Rain, and some other ones.
Yeah, like Journey and stuff. Wait, like that.
Did you already say The Last of Us?
Yeah.
What else is a Naughty Dog game? Not scared.
Sly Cooper.
Oh, Infamous 2, man. 1 and 2. Cole McGrath. Yeah. Cole McGrath is the reason Infamous is still living today. He's the one who created Conduit's DUP. He started all of it. Cole McGrath, it started with him and will end with him. It's his legacy. Everyone knows him by him. So yeah, RIP Cole. Be forever in our hearts.
Yeah, not including Killzone.
Yeah, Killzone. But I would say that Infamous, like all the Infamous was good. I'm not sure about the second one. First one was good. I like Cole. So what's next?
But yeah, as we were saying, we got on that long tangent. This is going to be 360 only and third party. Like the first three, if you want to have a preview, is Dragon Age Origins, Fallout, New Vegas, /3, and Bioshock. So stay tuned for that top 10 list later of the last generation best of games. And right now we're going to riff about movies, as you heard me and Conrad say. Oh, by the way, you should plug our Twitter handles.
Yeah, and I'm Bob. I saw on Twitter. Still planning on changing my name, but I still don't know how. And this is Aaron N38 on Twitter. He needs more followers, guys. And my followers are decreasing just by every day by 2 followers. I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't unfollow me. I'm following like 2,000 people, so I'm blocked. I gotta unfollow a lot of people. Maybe like 600 people. Let's see how much we get.
Yeah, Twitter, just another thing. I only got like 150 followers or something like that. Something insane like that. I hope to get more popular, honestly, on Twitter. Like, 150 followers is nothing. Like, we have to bring Cloud9 to a worldwide audience. Globalization and such. But yeah, we were just riffing about the Star Wars cast. I want to delve deep into that because there was a lot of people had a lot of gripes about it. A lot of people had criticisms of the cast, like bringing back Han Solo and Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia. which is Carrie Fisher in real life, Harrison Ford, and Mark Hamill. Like, they're going to be bringing those three back. What do you think?
I find it pretty awesome. I think Han himself, Harrison, wants to do another Indiana Jones movie. What a way to go out with a bang.
Yeah, he wants Disney to make another Indiana Jones movie, as he said, because Crystal Skull wasn't, like, that good. Like, what year did it come out? 2007?
I think 2009.
Excuse me, 2009, yeah. And, yeah, Crystal Skull, the people had criticisms about the CGI, the amount of CGI in there. Like, spoilers if you haven't watched it, but there's aliens in that movie. There's a nuclear bomb that goes off, and Harrison Ford, literally, this is one of the scenes. He jumps into a fridge, and nuclear bomb goes off in Nuketown, like, from Call of Duty map, Call of Duty Black Ops map. Then he survives the nuclear blast. Like, there's even a mushroom cloud and everything. Like, how is that realistic? And the CGI is horrible. Like, it reminds me of the prequels of Star Wars. Shout out to the prequels. Yeah, like, those were just horrible. Like, especially, like, just the amount of CGI. Like, they Yoda mentioned, like, he's just CGI in the prequels, and he used to be a puppet, which is way more better. And even the same with Jabba the Hutt. Like, people don't really talk about that much, but he was also CGI in the prequels, and it was pretty ridiculous.
And, the one with Hayden Christensen?
Yeah, Hayden Christensen, back in the Disney.
Yeah, I'd say that they just kind of dried the Star Wars series out.
Yeah, dried out like a well, but Ewan McGregor played young Obi-Wan also.
Yeah, and I didn't really like the fact that Hayden played Anakin or Darth Vader, if you will. But yeah, CGI was horrible in those. So you know, Jabba was a puppet, or I think it was CGI, and Yoda was a puppet.
Yeah, I think it was like animatronic puppets or something.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I'm excited for the Star Wars Episode 7. It's gonna be directed by JJ. Light up their lightsaber. It's gonna be a lens flare. Lens flare, your show.
Lens flare off a lightsaber, that would be ridiculous, man. And I hope it's not in 3D. Like, I don't even know if JJ uses 3D, but I don't think the new Star Wars flick really needs it, because filmmakers nowadays are using 3D to prevent pirating movies. Like, people can just download movies, but you can't really download a 3D movie, because I don't know if you ever watched a 3D movie and then took off the glasses midway through, but it just, like, really blurry on the screen. You can't really see without the glasses, obviously. Like, everyone knows that, but yeah, they don't want people to pirate the movies, so they put it in 3D, and yeah, a lot of people are going to watch Star Wars. Like, people are going to be excited. They're going to want to sell toys and action figures and maybe, like, toy lightsabers and such when it comes out. Like, I think they're aiming for 2015. Like, do you think, what was that the date they were expecting?
Yeah, and they've been planning X-Men Days of Future Past just, like, when they were still writing the Wolverine. So me and Aaron saw that, like, last year, and that was a pretty good movie.
2013.
Yeah, 2013. And Hugh Jackman is retiring as Wolverine, which sucks, man. So what's your opinion on that, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm not really a comic book fan, but I felt like the Wolverine movie that came out in 2013, I forgot the name of it. Was it, like, Origins 2, or what was it? Are they just called the Wolverine?
They just call it the Wolverine because they didn't have any of the X-Men people in there. But at the end, you see Professor X and Magneto.
One standout scene from that movie I like to point out, sort of a slight spoiler. So if you don't want to hear the spoiler about the Wolverine movie that came out in 2013, just skip ahead a couple seconds. But there's this really powerful scene in the beginning where they show, like, Hugh Jackman in Hiroshima. And then it's like a flashback to World War II, and then a nuclear bomb goes off, and he has to hide in the thing, and then...
It was a concentration camp in Hiroshima, and they dropped the nuke from bombing Pearl Harbor. Yeah. And,
For revenge for Pearl Harbor, right?
Yeah, a lot of great Navy and Air Force pilots died that day. May they rest in peace. And so they dropped the nuke on Hiroshima, and they just called a truce, and I'm not sure if they're allies, but they just called a truce not to do it again anymore.
Yeah, the amount of radiation that came from that must have been extreme, like Chernobyl-like heights, basically, but... Yeah, the Wolverine was good, but, Conrad?
Chernobyl had a reactor that was, like...
At least...
Say, if this town had a reactor, that's, like, I think... two-thirds of a town of radiation.
That's pretty extreme. Kind of reminds me of Fallout, like, the amount of radiation that's in that game. Like,
And a nuke only has, like, just a little bit of radiation. It's not really permanent. It's just there for just a few hours.
That's intense, man. But I want to segue into one question I wanted to ask you was... why do comic book movies come out in the summer? Like, if you look at the May schedule, it's coming up on June here. And you have the Amazing Spider-Man 2 coming out on May the 3rd, or what's the date?
It's actually out in theaters. It's coming out, I think at the end of May, or maybe the mid-season of May.
Yeah. Yeah, Spider-Man coming out on DVD later in June or May, late May. But also, like, Wolverine coming out in late May also. Like, wow. Got some good news here. But yeah, what do you think about that? The comic book movies, the trend of them coming out in the summer. Like, even Iron Man did, I think.
Yeah, Iron Man 3 was also in the summer. And
The Avengers, or...
Was it The Avengers also? Like,
yeah, like, every... superhero movie, it's just a comic book movie, it's just in the summer. I don't know why they can't do it in the winter. Like with TV shows, they can't do it in the winter.
Like Captain America, Winter Soldier, out now, check it out.
Yeah, and my friend saw it and he did a spoiler on me. But I already knew that was going to happen because... So, spoiler, just skip a couple of seconds. If you read all the Captain America comic books with the Winter Soldier... Are you going to watch Winter Soldier, Aaron?
I'll probably watch it when it's out on Blu-ray. We'll see. I know. It looks good. Who is the main actor? Chris Pine, or what's that dude again?
Chris Evans.
I was close, man. I was pretty close.
Yeah, spoiler, if you just read all the Captain America comic books with the Winter Soldier, it's Bucky. Bucky Barnes is Captain America's sidekick. Because, you know, in the Captain America, the First Avenger?
I'm so bad at comic book nostalgia, I don't even.
The comic books, with the First Avenger, Bucky was trapped, and so was Captain, or Cap, as I like to call him. And so... Bucky grabbed Cap's shield, and one of the Hydra guys just did, like, a little powerful, like, little weapon. And then, like, the kick was so great that Bucky was hanging on the side of a train going off the mountain in Sweden or Switzerland. And he let go. And the Russians find him. Bucky lost his arm, so they replace it with a metal arm. And he doesn't remember who he is. He was Russia's top assassin, and once he sees all the memories that, once the Winter Soldier sees all the memories that in Washington, with beside Cap and Bucky, he starts to remember who he was, and why he was on the memorial.
Jeez, man, your friend told you all this? Why didn't you tell him to stop, like, midway through?
No, he just told me that Well, he didn't really tell me. He said, spoiler, do you know what happens? Do you know who the Winter Soldier is? And then I was like, yeah, it's Bucky. I read the comics, man. Who hasn't read the comics?
Yeah, because Captain America doesn't see much of a Winter Soldier because he's dressed up in the red, white, and blue, and that's not very camouflage in the Arctic.
But, and, well, the Winter Soldier, he has a stealth suit. He has a different shield. It's like a black, shield. He has, like, different outfits for different environments.
Red, white, and blue, son. That's all you need. Skin. But, yeah. Comic book movies. This is our comic book talk segment. Yeah, we hope more talk about comic book movies and films. Like, X-Men's coming out on late May, just to be correct, right?
May 23rd, just, I think, 4 days before Watch Dogs comes out.
So, big month for games, big month for movies. We're really excited to review it all and give us our thoughts on these movies and games. Specifically, like, I think Wolfenstein is coming out, The New Order, which comes with the Doom 3 beta. I'm not too sure if that game's going to be good or not. It just looks kind of a generic first-person shooter. Like, you shoot Nazis, and it's like the Nazis, like, took over the world. Like, what if the Nazis won World War II? This is what it's like. And B.J. Blazkowicz, as they call him, goes through, like, a Nazi, like, ruled world. And he's just trying to take out all the Nazis and... I don't know, it's a remake of an old-school game, Wolfenstein, by ID Software. Too bad about ID Software, because John Carmack left, and he went to go work with Oculus Rift, which is crazy. So that was a big blow to ID Software, but I think they made Doom and Quake, like those. So they pretty much made, like, built the foundation to Call of Duty and all these new first-person shooters that are out, that are a big trend this generation, but... Yeah, like Wolfenstein, The New Order, Watch Dogs. This is a big month for games. What do you think?
Honestly, I'm like excited for Watch Dogs. It's been delayed, and yeah, it's been delayed a couple times. The reason it's been delayed because they wanted to make it also on the next gen consoles. Because whoever got the next gen consoles wanted to get Watch Dogs for it, and they would just be pretty bummed out. But I think I'm going to get it for Xbox One and 360. I'm also wanting for Xbox One, but I might order the Vigilante Edition from Ubisoft and or EB Games or Amazon. Doesn't matter, but yeah, the Vigilante Edition basically comes with the cap, the mask, and the Steelbook Collector's Edition. And the Collector's Edition comes with just the mask and the art, the comic, like the art. And a steel case for the game, and a 1/6 or something figure.
Wait, yeah, I'm so excited for Watch Dogs. I there hasn't been much AAA title since the new consoles came out, and people are waiting for something to play on these new consoles, like Xbox One and PS4. We need, like, AAA titles to justify, like, buying these $400 and $500 machines. And what do you think?
I honestly think that you should get it for PS4, because it's 1080p, so it's going to look really good. And for Xbox One, I think it's going to be 840 or 820p. It was originally 740, but I wanted to make Watch Dogs on the Xbox One a little more better than the original platform.
Yeah, that's just the resolution stuff. Like, I don't think we should worry about it too much. Like, I think resolution only matters on, like, 40, 50-inch TVs, but I don't think the resolution is a big deal. Like, I think exclusive games, like... Microsoft and Sony are going to have to announce some exclusive games at E3 and some big AAA titles to get us excited with these new machines and just to get us, like, chomping at the bit for some new exciting IPs. But yeah, as we were saying, big month, May, like, as they were saying, like, Watch Dogs, The New Order coming out with a Doom 3 beta. What do you think about that game? Are you interested in it?
What the... Wolfenstein?
The new...
The New Order.
I don't know. It looks kind of like I think Borderlands.
Like a Nazi killing simulator.
Yeah, it looks kind of like Crysis and a little bit of Borderlands mixed together for me. Yeah. And, yeah. So, you wanted to go on to movies?
Yeah, movies. Wait, we were just talking about it, but that's just the new releases. But, wait, what do you want to start with?
Let's talk about, like, some of the best movies that we've ever seen.
The best movies we've ever seen. I don't know. Maybe you should start it off. Like, do you want, like, newer movies or older movies, or it doesn't matter?
Like, sort of in between, like, from 2000 to 2013 to, like, 2010 to to the 1980s and 90s. But I would say that the best movie I've ever seen in 2008 or 9 was The Dark Knight. I mean, the way that Heath Ledger played as Joker. And I saw the interview. He said that if Tim Burton gave Heath a call just to play Joker, he wouldn't do it because Nicholson did it so perfect in the Burton one that he wouldn't want to take his place, because that's how, like, it all, like, just started with Jack. He did such an amazing role as the Joker.
Yeah, The Dark Knight. I mean, that really just... Was that Christian Bale's first performance?
No, I think Christian Bale's first performance was Batman Begins, I think.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's like the origin story for Batman. Like, you see his parents get capped in an alley from... I don't even know what happened. Like, did they get mugged?
It's basically a mugging gone wrong. Basically, Thomas Wayne just drops his wallet, and then the mugger gets scared, and he shoots him. And he decides to shoot the mother, too, but not Bruce.
Yeah, thanks for the recap on Batman. I have no idea that movie came out so long ago. It's just 2005. Wow, it's like 9 years ago. Wow, insane. But yeah, Christian Bale in The Dark Knight. Like, The Dark Knight was the epitome. Like, I don't think you could have a better villain. Like, you should show me a better comic book movie than The Dark Knight that came out before that. That came out before The Avengers, because The Avengers was solid also, but... The Dark Knight, that was like DC Comics' like pretty much like precious legacy, yeah. Just the Joker by Heath Ledger just was really creepy, and as I mentioned before, like,
and, I was just really blown away by Heath's performance. I mean, it's just back when the Tim Burton one, the Joker was already just a criminal just rising up in the crime underworld. But in The Dark Knight, the Joker just comes out of the blue, just out of nowhere, kills like all the biggest mob fathers, and he says, "Oh, I am gonna be the new mob boss. So you have to do everything I say, and if you don't, I will just kill you and replace you."
One thing that really baffled me about The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises was like, yeah, you put Joker in The Dark Knight, but where's Harley Quinn? Like, she's such a big part of Arkham Asylum and Arkham City. Like, Harley Quinn is nowhere to be seen. Like, you get a spoiler on Dark Knight Rises. Like, Joseph Gordon-Levitt becomes Robin. So, that was a big reveal at the end of Dark Knight Rises. Like, the only thing good about that movie, personally.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I hope they put him in Batman vs. Superman. I think that would be pretty cool to see him in some tights.
Him and Ben Affleck, chilling out. Batman and Robin, eh?
But Ben Affleck was actually miscast as Batman. They still gotta find someone. Maybe like... I don't know. Andrew Lincoln.
Yeah, he's too busy in a hot Atlanta, Georgia. But yeah, we're just geeking out about Batman here, about to start the game of the year. But yeah, we're talking about top movies. I forgot to include my top movie, which just went over my head, man. I'm just not in the clear today. Anyways, my favorite movie would probably have to be 28 Days Later. Like, before that, there was Dawn of the Dead in 2003, which was crazy. Like, that Like, they're just chilling in a mall, and... Wait, what came out first? Dawn of the Dead or 28 Days Later?
Oh, when did 28 Days Later come out?
I had 2003, or... Wait, I can't remember.
Dawn of the Dead came out in 2002.
Yeah, Dawn of the Dead, 28 Days Later. Those movies were so awesome. Like, I believe those two movies brought zombies back. Like, they made them cool again, and not just the slow-moving... shuffling zombies you see in a graveyard in a kid's movie or something. But 28 Days Later, wow, that just you see, basically there's this guy who got in a bike accident. He was a bike courier, and he wakes up in a hospital, which is just like The Walking Dead. Like, Andrew Lincoln wakes up in a hospital, doesn't know what happened. Like, he has a little bit of amnesia, and that's the same thing happened with 28 Days Later. I feel like The Walking Dead stole from that. Like, waking up in a hospital, real original, man. Like, 20 Days Later started that trend. But yeah, 20 Days Later was so good because they brought, like, running zombies, and they made the genre scary again. It wasn't a joke like it was before with slow zombies that you can just run away from and barricade yourself against. But yeah, that was just my favorite movie. 20 Days Later, just amazing movie. I think it took place in the UK or London or something. Like, I just thought that movie was so fun to watch, and the ending is, and it's some of the best music. Like, you should go look up the theme song for 28 Days Later. I think we'll go look it up right now. It's pretty sweet. What do you think about that choice?
I think it was pretty awesome, but the guy who brought the slow-moving zombies back was the first director of season one of Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, John Romero. That's the name I forgot.
Yeah. So basically what he did to make the zombies like go slow was he looked through... all of the 1970s movie, the famous for, I think, zombie movie or not, but the slow moving zombie. He wanted to bring that back, and he was just obsessed with horror. And I heard that if you go into his house, you just see, like, all the props he collected over the years. I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, he's like pretty much obsessed with horror movies. I think that was why he wanted to bring back the slow-moving zombies back. Alright,
The Walking Dead did. The Walking Dead did bring slow-moving zombies back, but oh, sorry, there's an advertisement. Hold on. Robert Kirkman, the director of Walking Dead, he brought back slow-moving zombies back, which was awesome. I mean, I didn't think slow-moving zombies, like, if you asked me after 28 Days Later, Dawn of the Dead, if you asked me right then if slow-moving zombies can come back, then I'd probably say no right there, because I just don't think they're that scary. Like, a good jump scare happens when, like, you look across an alley and you see, like, a running zombie just, like, coming after you, and, like, you have nothing to defend yourself with, and I don't know, I feel like that was scarier. Like, you had to really sprint to get out of the, like, you had to be in good shape to get away from a sprinting zombie. But, just to recap, Conrad picked The Dark Knight, and I picked 28 Days Later. So go check those out if you haven't already. Some classic movies, like 28 Days Later, there's a lot of blood and gore, and just be weary of that. Like, if if you're a kid, probably don't watch it. But if you're an adult, watch 28 Days Later. Rated M for mature.
Yeah, so that was our pick on two movies that we picked today. I think we're gonna make this a movie thing a thing now. Just pick two movies, talk about it. But I would say that I'm actually pretty familiar with the Robert Kirkman comics ever since the first came out in 2007. I've just been like learning that. I didn't really think that would make like a TV show out of it. Ever since I first saw it in 2010, I saw one episode and I forgot all about it, and then Aaron just like, or I actually saw like three episodes and I forgot all about it, then Aaron just talked to me about it again, and then it's been a long time since I've seen that. So yeah
we got brought back into The Walking Dead around season two, around the end of season 2 to the beginning of season 3. Yeah, there was this episode in season 2 that really brought me back into The Walking Dead. You should really check it out. It's called, what was it called again? Oh, Save the Last One with Shane. Oh, that was such a good movie. I mean, episode of The Walking Dead. Check that out. Save the Last One, season 2 of The Walking Dead. Just to repeat myself, but I don't want to spoil anything about it, but just Shane becomes like the real him, and that was just my favorite episode. It was so action-packed, and I was on the edge of my seat the whole time. But yeah, check out that episode. Me and Conrad got back into it from the end of season 2, and ever since season 3 when they first got to the prison. But when The Walking Dead comes back, which I'm not too sure when it comes back out, but we'll do weekly episode reviews. So, Conrad, thoughts?
Yeah, I said that The Walking Dead was pretty good. I'm actually just playing a game on my iPod, The Walking Dead Quiz. It's actually a pretty good game if you're like just a big fan of The Walking Dead like me. So I don't really recommend it if you want to get it, but it's actually pretty good. I've been like just playing some games. I'm on Twitter right now, so just tell us your thoughts. I just tweeted out recording the Cloud9 podcast with Aaron N38. Go follow him. And Hugh Jackman retiring as Wolverine. What are your questions? So after we're done like uploading this, you should tell us your questions on my Twitter account at BombboySa and on Aaron's account, Aaron N38.
Yeah, follow BombboySa on Twitter. He already has a lot of followers, but he needs more because he's losing followers every day. He just mentioned before. So, and I also need followers because I got a low count. I gotta follow more people to get more followers. But yeah, Aaron N38 on Twitter. That's my handle. And once again, BombboySa, that's him. So yeah, what'd you think about our movie talk?
Our pick about the movie talk was pretty like decent. It was pretty good, but 28 Days Later, that was pretty good. I think that was what brought the zombie genre back into the biz, or no, Dawn of the Dead, and then 28 Days Later. So I think it was those two that brought them back. But I'll say it was mostly like just I think 28 Days Later, because basically Dawn of the Dead, they're just in the mall. They just camp out in the mall. Just daily routines.
And they just snipe zombies out from the rooftop.
Yeah, I would say that the mall's kind of like the prison. If they stay there longer, they would just a healthy ecosystem. And a utopian society with no drama. Just like in season 4, when you see Rick, it was basically just a utopian society.
A dictatorship.
This isn't a democracy anymore. It's a dictatorship.
Yeah.
I used to do my Rick impression really well until my voice is just changing. Like, remember last summer, I could do it really well.
Yeah, we used to do just killer Rick Grimes impressions. That was before the podcast. I was like 2013 to 2012, right?
Like, yeah, it was in July. I gotta remember some quotes from Rick. That's what it's mostly like. Just like forgetting. I can't. I'll look him up. But in the meantime, just let Aaron just grab on our movie pick.
Conrad picked The Dark Knight. He's a really big Batman fan, which I can see. Batman's a really DC Comics' best character.
Just like Victor Lucas, go follow him on Twitter. The CEO of Reviews on a Run and EP Daily.
Victor_Lucas.
Yeah, Victor_Lucas. Go follow Scotty Jones. Just
Roberto.
Yeah, and Marissa Roberto, Sean, Steve, and but just I hope that Scott gets well. He's sick right now. I saw on the podcast that he won't be on EB Daily and Reviews for a little while. He's pretty sick. I don't know what it's from, but yeah, he's pretty sick.
Has he been out since March, or when was that?
I think just late February.
That's a long time. Just if you can, just go to EPN TV, EPN.TV. Oh, I'm so mixed up right now. But just wish Scott C. Jones, just hope him that he gets well. Just give him a little shout out there. Because Scott C. Jones, just really hope he can get well. Me and Conrad here are big fans of Views on the Run. And him and Victor Lucas do like really good breakdowns of video games and movies and all these other types of media. Like, they do excellent reviews. And yeah, we just hope to see him back on Vic's Basement also. We're really big fan of those guys. So go follow them. They tweet a lot about video games and media. And yeah, it's also the same stuff we care about. It's what kind of started the Cloud9 podcast. Sorry about hiccups, but yeah, what do you think about that?
I think it's pretty good. I'm just on YouTube looking at Graham's voice impressions to remember the quote. But we're really, like, really big fans of, Victor Lucas and Scott Jones. Basically, the whole, crew. The whole, yeah, just everyone there. They're so awesome. I especially like how they did 100 top games and movies.
Wait, you talking about The Walking Dead or Reviews on the Run? I'm so confused.
Well, I'm talking about the Reviews on the Run and EP Daily. But yeah, I thought that was just really good. They're just really awesome people. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, Reviews on the Run, check it out on G4 Tech TV if you have Bell or Star Choice. Doesn't really matter, but... yeah, Reviews on the Run, EP Daily, really fun to watch. Vic's Basement, also, one of the, just a killer podcast. Scott C. Jones usually there, but Marissa has taken Scott's spot temporarily. But yeah, Vic's Basement.
Yeah, I think for Marissa, those are like just a pretty big step just to take. It's really big shoes to fill. I mean, since he's not going to be on the Reviews and EP for a little while, Marissa's just going to be with Vic, and yeah, I just hope he gets well. Yeah, I just hope he gets better. So everyone just hope that he gets better and he'll be back on Vic's Basement, EP Daily, and Reviews on the Run just sooner, a little bit sooner.
Yeah, wish Scott C. Jones just a good recovery, and I hope he gets well. Me and Conrad both do, so... Also, just a shout-out, follow Ben Silverman and Jose Fubar Sanchez.
And Sean Hatton at Mega Sean and Steve. And
Raju.
Yeah, and Raju. So, yeah, go follow them, the whole cast and crew. And go to EPN.TV. Just go to the R Academy and log in or register. Because they help support we just help support them. Yeah, it's just a really big thing. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, Reviews on the Run, EP Daily, once again, check that out. Any topics you want to discuss? Like, do you want to discuss Watch Dogs, talk about movies more?
I think I'll discuss Watch Dogs. This phone actually looks like Aiden's phone if it was black, but it's still pretty cool. But I'm still surprised that one phone could just hack the entire city. I'm just excited. I haven't been this excited since, like, I think Far Cry and Hitman, and a little bit of Infamous. So hacking is our weapon. Go and get WD_live, Watch Dogs Live. I think they took it down because people are just hacking too much. So go get it. And I've just been just hacking. I'm so close to getting invited to the premiere. So close, but I don't want to. No, I just quit that. Just leave for a little while. But people just... Yeah, so get that. I'm not sure if it's still there. I'm pretty sure you can get off of Google Play.
Yeah, watch_dogs. Check it out. Coming out on May 27th worldwide. It's going to come out on everything. I'm not too sure about previous generation of consoles, 360 and PS3.
So pre-order it now while you still can, because you can just get it instantly. But I think my dad's just gonna get it for me. Yeah.
The Vigilante Edition, which comes with a mask and a cap, and that's Aiden Pierce's cap, which is you can go all stealthy like Assassin's Creed. Oh wait, that's another Ubisoft joint. So check that out also. Ubisoft all over this place, man. Yeah, Watch Dogs. I think they wanna create another Grand Theft Auto, and this is that. This is Grand Theft Auto.
Hacking Assassin's Creed with hacking. It's basically just GTA with hacking and Assassin's Creed with hacking. Like, everything that you can name of open world is just with hacking.
Exactly what he said. Like, you can hack ATMs, you can point your phone, and then you could just, like, look at someone, you get all their information, like income tax, like the amount of daily income they take every day, the salaries they can get. And the reason why you want to know their salaries is so you can know how much money they have in their bank account, which you can hack with an ATM if they go to use their card. You also get their name and stuff, and yeah, Conrad, what do you think?
By the way, you could also destroy traffic lights, break down cars. You could check if the phone is just basically like a fortune teller. You could tell if it's going to be a possible mugging if someone walks in an alley. And if you want to be a vigilante, shoot them in the knee. Or basically anywhere in the leg. But if you just want to be a straight-up killer, just headshots and body shots.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. In the demo, they showed, like, Aiden Pierce, like, scanning a woman. And it was, like,
possible mugging.
Yeah, possible mugging. Like, there's a little percentage meter that was going up. It was, like, 20, 30, 50, 60% as she was walking into an alley.
Yeah,
And then there was a mugger with, like, trying to mug her, and then, like, Aiden, like, saves her. Like, yeah, that's really crazy.
Yeah, he's just walking by, then he's, like, and he looks, and then just walks, and he's, like, he points a gun at him, and then he runs. And you also get a baton, like, you know those ones where you, like, just press a button and you flick it?
A billy club.
Yeah, so you get that, and man, I'm just so excited for that game. I'm just so stoked.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
Yeah. You want to move on to games now?
That's what we're doing, dog. Watch Dogs. Are you saying that's not a game, bro?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, it's going to be a big game. And yeah, they also created a podcast, Watch Dogs Podcast _.
But yeah, we're just riffing on Watch Dogs right now, but what we want. I also saw one thing about, as we were talking about hacking, Aiden Pierce is in a gunfight in like this kind of like enclosed area, like behind a bunch of houses. And basically there was like a little hack thing, like little notification in the environment, and you click on it and there's like, you can hack cover, like these little like metal sheets come up and then you just hide behind the cover. Like, that's crazy. Like, I've never seen it before. Like, usually in Gears of War, like they're just like a little sandbags right there. You just go behind it and start shooting. But in Watch Dogs, you can create your own cover by hacking it, and yeah, that's really creative, and I'm really excited because they're doing something new with the series. You know, it's not just the shooter. Like, you could do hacking. It's more strategic, and you could think about it.
Either just hack just to know where your enemies are, if they're going closer, or you can attract them. But if you just want to, like, just take away the hacking, you just want to go straight up just shoot. But I would suggest hacking because it gets you more... just getting more progressive in the game. I'm not sure I'm going to be killing anyone in the game. I might actually do a series on it. I might record on my Xbox One. I think Aaron will record his too.
Yeah, just one more time if you haven't heard it. Like, Watch Dogs is going to be coming out on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, PC on Steam, and Xbox 360 or PS3, but I don't recommend it because they're probably going to downgrade the graphics because it's going to be a powerful game to run because of the open world and the lifelike graphics. So
if you've got next-gen consoles, you should get it for that.
Exactly. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, like, we're not affiliated with either one. Like, I got no biases. Like, get an Xbox One, get a PS4 version. We don't really care at all. So, yeah, I guess, wait, I just want to check the time on this. Okay, 45 minutes, we're good. I just wanted to end the show with E3 predictions, like the tail end of it. Some games we didn't mention before in our previous list, which part 3 should be coming out tomorrow or tonight if I have time to upload it. Because part 1 and 2 of our podcast we did about the most anticipated games for E3 predictions, part 3 should be coming out soon, as I said. But yeah, we want to talk about the tail end of E3 predictions. Like, let's talk about Rainbow Six Patriots. What do you want from that game? They delayed it, but what do you think?
I think they delayed it because of Watch Dogs, but could be, I don't know. But I saw the E3 demo, and it looked pretty good. The E3 demo was just basically just a husband, and you're just like sitting down with your wife, and then some guy just come in, and then you grab your gun, and then they just smack it away from you. Yeah, you just grab a pistol. And then just grab it, just take it from you, and yeah, I think it's gonna be pretty good. All of them were.
Just one quick note: is it Rainbow Six Vegas Patriots or just Rainbow Six Patriots? I'm not too sure if it takes place in Vegas or not.
I think it's gonna be called Patriots.
So no Vegas.
No, I think there's gonna be Vegas, but they just didn't want to. Call it Rainbow Six Vegas Patriots.
Okay, I was just confused about the title, but yeah, what do you want from that game? Do you want more open environments, like different maps? Like, do you still want Terrace Hunt in it? Well, wait, just one criticism I wanted to note was the campaign for Rainbow Six Vegas 1 and 2, like, it wasn't really that memorable. Like, it was like 7-8 hours long. Like, you have like 3 or 4 AI teammates with you, and I can't even remember their names. Like it wasn't that memorable. Like, it wasn't that action-packed. There's even, like, a helicopter boss fight or something that was really difficult. But I just hope in Rainbow Six Patriots that they make the campaign worthwhile and they can make it split-screen co-op for the campaign so we can play that. But I just hope they can make the campaign more interesting. One thing me and Comrade always play is Terrace Hunt, which is you go in there with, like, 2 to 4 people co-op and you take out a bunch of... there's like be like 30 guys in there that are terrorists basically, and it's basically just like elimination. Like you gotta take out all of them in this environment, like be it like a Vegas junkyard or like a gun range. Like, but yeah, Terrace Hunt was really cool. It's like the original Nazi zombies just like going through the map, just like, and it was not easy too. Like if it was easy, then no one would play it. But Terrace Hunt was really fun to play. Like it was even better than the campaign. Probably sunk like 100 hours into it. Like there's all these different guns you can unlock and you can choose your own like body armor and camo. So what do you expect from what do you expect from Patriots? Like, do you want a better campaign? Do you want Terrace Hunt again? Like, what?
Yeah, better campaign, Terrace Hunt. I hope you can still like outfit your guy. Maybe do you like eyes, like just like Mass Effect and Fallout, just hair, eyes, facial hair, facial features and all that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, we want, like, since the new Xbox comes with a Kinect, and for the PS4 you can get a camera, so imagine if you could take a picture of yourself and put it on your guy. Dude, how crazy would that be?
Your face would just look animated. Yeah. And maybe more guns. Customize your guns, like, even more.
Like, yeah, they missed some guns in the Vegas, too. Like, it was a really good arsenal of weapons. Like, you had sniper rifles. There's at least 6 or 7 guns in each category. Like, submachine gun, shotgun, they have at least 5 or 6 options you can have, which is really good. It keeps you playing because you want to level up and unlock all the guns. And, yeah, I just thought the shooting was well done. But, yeah, the ability to customize your character in Rainbow Six Patriots, both really want that, like to customize the eye color and your hair and your skin color and maybe your height and your weight. That'd be awesome. But anything else in Patriots you're looking forward to?
Maybe you could drive vehicles. Maybe it could be like free roam, probably. I don't know. But Rainbow Six has just been straight on with the mission. Maybe some boss battles and maybe some silent missions.
Yeah, I had to change it up instead of just firefights all the time. Just have like this little stealth section here and there, like Call of Duty Ghost style, maybe. But yeah, that's our expectations for Patriots. We hope they include Terrace Hunt again, because that was, I don't know, like we said before, just sunk so many hours into it, and Rainbow Six Vegas 2 holds a special place in our hearts, because it's one of the greatest games of all time. Like, Tom Clancy's, like, finest right there. Right up there with Splinter Cell.
Yeah, rest in peace, Tom Clancy. He'll be forever remembered in our hearts for the great books he wrote and the great games that were created with Ubisoft. Splinter Cell, Ghost Recon, and Rainbow Six.
Oh, yeah, what about a new Ghost Recon? Like, it's so weird. The new Call of Duty reveal just came out, and it's called Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Advanced Warfare. And Ghost Recon's called Ghost Recon Warfighter, like, or Future Soldier. Or what was it called?
What? Ghost Recon Future Soldier?
No, the newest Ghost Recon.
That was just multiplayer.
No, that's Ghost Recon Phantoms, bro. What was the... There was, like, Ghost Recon Future...
I don't know, Future Ghost? Future Phantom?
Future Soldier.
Oh, yeah, Future Soldier. I thought it was Future Ghost or something.
Yeah, Future Ghost. That's a new Beyond Two Souls sequel. But, yeah, what would you want from a new Ghost Recon game? Like, Call of Duty just kind of took a bite out of it with calling it Advanced Warfare. Do you think that's a copy of Future Soldier, Ghost Recon?
Yeah, I would pretty much say. But I would say that they have to stop with this future stuff. I mean, why not just go back to, like, I don't know, World War II or something?
Or Vietnam.
I thought they already did with Black Ops.
That was only one section of the game. I bet you can make Vietnam a huge part of the game. Just get a couple ghillie suits, Captain Price, back when he was 20.
Yeah, back before there was soap. I'd say World War II.
Back before soap's time and before Price had a mustache.
Man. Go check out the... go check out the trailer with Kevin Spacey. He's in COD.
Oh, I forgot.
I completely forgot about Kevin Spacey, House of Cards.
Yeah, House of Cards, go check it out on Netflix. I've been watching some of it. And go check out Battlefield versus Call of Duty Rap by Jack Frags and Boy in the Band, David Brown.
Yeah, speaking of Call of Duty, yeah, that's a good rap battle. But yeah, new Ghost Recon. That Call of Duty took from that game. Took from that game, just like if the soldiers in Call of Duty can turn camouflage, then there should be like a copyright thing going on. But anyways, yeah, we're just talking about the new Call of Duty announcement. I wonder if it's coming out this year or not. Like, I think it said November of this year, but we'll see. A new Call of Duty. What do you think about that?
I think it's gonna be pretty good. Maybe the multiplayer is going to be pretty good. More guns, like better guns. Maybe you could drive vehicles again, as I said in some other games. I think it's going to be like Titanfall. I really think it's going to be like Titanfall.
Dude, I saw a mechanized suit that kind of looked like a Titan in that trailer. Like, if you go look up the Call of Duty Advanced Warfare trailer. Like, there's a couple of mech suits where they have like machine guns on it, like the Matrix Revolutions, like when they're defending it. But yeah, check out the Advanced Warfare trailer, as I said before. It looks pretty impressive. They're just showing clips from the single player campaign, but there's a lot of stuff in there. Like, as we said before, Kevin Spacey is in it, which is a good get. Like, Kevin Spacey is like basically in his second prime right now, coming out with like House of Cards and the movie Seven with Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt, and Kevin Spacey, which was really good. That was all about the Seven Deadly Sins, and it came out a while ago. Kevin Spacey in the new Call of Duty trailer, like, wasn't that like insane?
Yeah, I like how he just dressed in a suit and he's just talking about like war, democracy, and dictatorship.
Do you think he will play the president of the United States? Because in the previous game, they had Hillary Clinton do it, but what do you think?
I think it'll be the senator, governor, or possibly vice president. He could be president.
I could see Kevin Spacey as the president, because in House of Cards, he plays
the vice president. He plays the vice president in House of Cards. I think the first season, he played a lawyer, or I think like something about in politics. I don't know.
Yeah, that's exciting. Kevin Spacey is doing work right now. Like, one thing that's weird about Hollywood right now is that they're not really building up any new stars right now. They're usually going back to the old well. Like, they have Arnold Schwarzenegger in Sabotage. Like, I can't believe they brought him back for that. I heard that movie was like a pile of trash. Like, and I don't know. Like, they're making the Expendables 3, and they're bringing in Sylvester Stallone and Jason Statham again, probably. But yeah, I don't know why Hollywood's bringing back all these old actors. Like, they should establish new ones and not bring them back from the 80s. Like, do you think this is a downward trend?
Yeah. Why can't they get, like... Well, they have some new actors like Andrew Garfield. I think... Well, he wasn't pretty new, but... I think back in 2010. Yeah, they... Like, just everyone's... every Hollywood movie production company is just going back to the old same actors that they used in many, many movies in the past. I thought that was, pretty tiring, but it still seems to be pretty action-packed at the same time. So yeah, that's pretty much my opinion. Check on Twitter, see what's new. And, I'm gonna tweet out something else. I don't know what to tweet out, though. What should I tweet out?
Maybe just, questions about E3, like some games we didn't, talk about before, basically. E3 coming out, in June. I'm pretty sure it's like June 5th to the 10th or something. Like, I forgot what the date was, but we're really excited for E3. Like, we heard some whispers and rumors about E3, but, I don't know. Like, there's not really much to be excited about right now. Like, I heard that Halo 5 is in the middle of development. There's a new Gears of War got, like, Epic Games isn't doing it anymore, and I'm not too sure if they're going to include Marcus. That's just Microsoft stuff. A bunch of people left Naughty Dog, like Amy Henning left Naughty Dog. Yeah,
the producer, or the original, the guy who worked on producer of The Last of Us, and the guy who started the Uncharted series.
Yeah, we should wrap up the show because it's 58 minutes. We're almost at an hour, so... Yeah, I'm gonna think about some games that I want to see at E3. This is in no order, but I want to see Uncharted 4, a new game by the makers of Beyond Two Souls and Heavy Rain. Do you know who that is?
Quantic Dream.
Yeah, those guys. That would be really exciting. I really want a game from those guys. So, and. I can't wait for The Last of Us Remastered that comes out this summer on PlayStation 4 because I'm a Sony head. I love Sony. But those three games I'm mostly excited for. It's mainly Naughty Dog, even though a bunch of people left there, but I'm sure Uncharted 4 is going to be excellent. Nolan North or not, like Nathan Drake or not, like I don't really care. What about you? Are you excited for any Xbox One exclusives like Halo 5 or Gears of War? Anything? Anything you're interested in?
Say Gears of War. I mean, I've just been a big fan all the way from the first one. I remember playing the first one that really creeped me out. I think that was what got me into horror games. Like, yeah. And Silent Hill, too. And Resident Evil. Just all of these games. And so, tell us the questions on YouTube and Twitter about what do you think, what games and what predictions we missed, about any predictions about E3 too.
Awesome, yeah. We're probably like maybe a couple weeks out from E3. We'll do one more E3 prediction show. Earlier in the show, we mentioned we're going to do top 10 Xbox 360 games. We're going to save that for next time because we ran out of time talking about comic books and movies and summer movies. And I don't know. Like, this is a really freewheeling show. Like, this is just a podcast. This is not an official list. Like, this is our first podcast. What do you think about that?
Well, I think this is our first couple of podcasts. I think we're just going to, like, do this, like, I don't know, like, daily, just every week.
Yeah, and when The Walking Dead comes out, the new season, expect a review of that, like, episode by episode. And, yeah, Cloud9 Podcast.
By the way, The Walking Dead's coming out in October.
You mean Walktober?
Yeah, it's going to be a long 7 months, man. Like, every Sunday, I just go on AMC, forget that it's not going to be on there.
Yeah, we talked about a lot about The Walking Dead, Batman, our favorite movies, 28 Days Later. Those are our two favorite movies. But yeah, this is a really good show, really good Cloud9 gaming podcast, even though this is more freewheeling show. Like, would you want to do more top 10 lists or just shows like this?
I think we'll do like some more top 10s, like a couple more, then we'll do. We just do like a little freelancing thing.
Yeah, tell us what you think. I'm gonna be uploading this on DoNutMan411 on YouTube and follow Connor Sanguez on Twitter. That's BombboySa and Connor Sanguez on YouTube. He needs more subscribers on YouTube and I need more followers on Twitter. Like, we got some in common here.
Yeah, I just got like no subscribers because I uploaded one video a long time ago. I still gotta upload more. I'm actually gonna just upload a video just like right now on YouTube.
But yeah, Connor needs some more subscribers. I subscribe to him. He should see a little hit counter, like number one by the subscribe button. That's me. But yeah, this was a good podcast. I really liked it. It's better than the top 10 because we get to talk about whatever we want. Like, we can geek out about E3. We can geek out about The Walking Dead. We can geek out about comic book stuff like DC or Marvel. Like, we like both. Like, we like Spider-Man, we like Batman, Superman, like, it doesn't matter. Like, we'll talk about it all. We don't have any biases. Like, I own a PS4 and he owns an Xbox One, but we don't really hate on each other. Like, we just kind of just enjoy the games and doing video gaming and talking about media is awesome. And we want to keep doing it. So leave a comment below about any questions and Conrad, Twitter handles.
Yeah, Aaron NL38, please follow him. And follow me all the way up to, I need like just 450 followers. That would just be greatly appreciated. Just need like 12 more followers. But follow him. He mostly needs followers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really needs followers. So go follow him and yeah, just give me like 12 followers. That's pretty much all I need.
Yeah, once again, BombboySa and AaronN38 on Twitter. And look out for more podcasts. We're going to be doing more and more because there's going to be Watch Dogs coming out this month. You want to do new releases? Like, Wolfenstein, a new Walking Dead episode 3 should come out this month, I hope. Like, last time we saw it, like, Clementine was in cuffs. But, yeah. What do you think about the new releases, Watch Dogs and Wolfenstein?
I think it's going to be, like, Watch Dogs. I'm just really just bragging and stoked about it. Yeah. I think it's going to be pretty cool. Yeah, and I would say that The Wolf Among Us too. That's a pretty good series by Telltale Games.
Didn't episode 3 just come out?
Yeah, just about a month ago.
Yeah, check out The Wolf Among Us. Check out The Walking Dead season 2 by Telltale Games. They're really bringing adventure games back. Like, usually adventure games are so dry and dull that I don't want to play it, but they made The Walking Dead and The Wolf Among Us into a really special thing. And check it out. Buy the season pass. You won't regret it. Me and Connor promise you won't regret it. So, AaronN38 on Twitter, DunaMan401 on YouTube. Like, it doesn't matter. Just follow me, please. I need followers.
Yeah, and I just need, like, just 12 followers. And yeah, that is a wrap. We are, once again, this is the Cloud9 Podcast. And we will see you when we see you.